Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I am your host, Adri P, and I am coming live to you on a Monday. Holy shit. So for the past couple weeks, I've been sick and I sound better. I hope I sound better coming through the microphone and through the computer and through the speaker and all of those sorts of things. I'm still not like 100%. And I was like talking about it with a coworker today because she came in. She's like, oh my gosh, Adri, you sound better. Like finally. And I was like, yeah, but I don't feel right. I don't feel normal. I still feel like a giant booger. I'm still, oh my gosh, ew. I coughed up mucus today and it was gross. And then I sneezed and I didn't have time to like pinch my nose. I only had time to sneeze into my shirt and I felt a booger shoot onto my stomach. I'm still constantly having to blow my nose. I really can't hear out of my ears, especially my right ear. Like it's so plugged up. But yeah, I just don't feel normal and I don't know what it is and what's going around, but I just finished my second round of meds that I got from the doctor. So that's done. And I was like so pumped to be like back to normal so I could be doing normal things. Like I really want to work out and I really want to go to the gym, but I get out of breath so quickly because there's still so much like mucus in me and my nose is so stuffed. I don't feel normal. And I'm just like, bruh, what? Side note, if at any point during this podcast episode you hear squeaking, that is Scarlett's new squeaky toy. It is a cookie, a peanut butter cookie, and it smells like peanut butter. It's really cute. I'm not going to take it away from her because it makes her happy. So if you hear a faint squeaking in the background, that's just Scarlett saying hey to everyone. I briefly touched on it last week, but I am so stoked to say that it is officially live right now. Like you can opt into this right now. I am offering subscription-based content. And what does that mean? I will tell you what it means. Don't even worry. So opting into the subscription-based content will give you an extra episode a week. They will come out on Mondays, and then our regularly scheduled episodes will still come out Wednesdays. And the only thing that is also different from our normal stuff is there will be no ads in these episodes, which is really nice. I'm super excited to start offering this because I really want to like push out more content for you guys. And also it means that I'm growing as a creator, which is so exciting. Like when I logged in to create an episode like a couple weeks back and it was like, you are eligible for monetization. I was like, shut up. This is so great. I'm so pumped. To opt into the subscription-based content, if you go to the show notes of this episode, there will be a link. That is where you can click it, and you will have access to the extra episodes, the ad-free episodes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And it is live right now. So that means this following Monday, should you opt in right now, you will have access to an extra episode. I think that is all the housekeeping as of right now. Not much is going on except the fact that I'm still sick. Like this is going on for a month now. And anyways, let's get into today's episode. Being very transparent, I have been having a hard time like being creative. I just am in like this weird funk right now. And I'm just in like a weird meh, like a weird place. And a lot of it has to do with last week's episode. Change is what we talked about. If you haven't listened to that episode, go check it out. It's pretty short and sweet like all my other ones. Change is difficult. It's hard to navigate and like, how do you know which decision is the right decision sort of thing? Like there's a lot going into it, especially with like, if it's a career move or it's like a big personal thing. And right now I'm just in this weird, meh. Like that is the only way I can describe it. It's just like, meh. And last week I had talked about how for the next 3 months, I really want to focus on like my photography and my podcast and my TikTok and things like that. And while all of that is happening, it's just extremely hard to stay excited and motivated about something when I'm not necessarily seeing results as fast as I want. And I'm only sharing all of this with all of you because I really strive to be like transparent and authentic and like just very open and raw and real on all social platforms. And that includes my podcast. I don't want to be sitting here going through it and being like, oh, life is so great, blah, 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 blah. Like being this like, nothing's wrong, nothing, like everything is so amazing. You know what I mean? Like I want to be real and raw with all of you because you deserve that. And I am very much, this is like a flaw, maybe like a blessing in disguise. I don't really know. I don't know what to categorize it, but I'm the type of person where if I'm not seeing results fast enough, I get very discouraged and it's really hard for me to stay motivated and interested in something because I'm like, okay, if it's not working yet, when is it going to start working? And then also like, how long do I wait while it's not working? And like, when is like the cutoff? Like how long, you know what I mean? I'm laughing at myself right now because it's like, Adri, you literally said last week, a whole 7 days ago, that for the next 3 months, you were just going to focus on your podcast, photography, and your TikTok. And here I am being like, I'm not seeing results fast enough. And it's only been 7 days. You see, this is my problem. I just... it's something that I'm working through and I'm sharing it with you all because maybe someone else is the same way. Like, how do we function with this? And I was talking with a coworker yesterday. I had gotten an email, didn't even get like an interview for this job that I really, really wanted. And I was like being open with her and I was like, I'm really sad. Like I'm trying really hard not to beat myself up in my brain right now. Like I'm literally arguing with myself in my brain right now about this, me not getting this job. And she was like, well, like what do you like, why? And I was like, look, okay, I know that me thinking that me not getting this job is because I'm not good enough, I suck, no one wants me to work for them, like all of these negative things. I was like, I know that's not true, but my brain is saying that. And it's really hard to combat, like argue with that in my own brain. And she was like, well, you could think of it this way, like there's a reason for everything. And she went on to say, like, maybe you didn't get the job because, I don't know, the manager of that or like the person who oversees you is really shitty and you wouldn't have even liked the job anyways. Or maybe you didn't get the job because there's something better coming down the line. Or maybe you didn't land an interview because you weren't supposed to. There's something else out there. And then I just kind of like sat with like her words. She's very positive. Like everything she can somehow spin it into something positive. But also my brain is just very negative. And I was like thinking about it and I was like, but I wanted this job. And then I remember like reading, it was like one of those TikToks where it's just like emotional music and it's just like words on a screen and it's like a really long paragraph. And part of that said, not everything that you want is something that you need or something that is going to help you along and like push you along and things like that. And I think that is something that can be very applicable in any situation within like any person. Like we all are faced with different experiences and scenarios that we have to like go through and navigate. And I think thinking this way, like, okay, I really, really wanted this job, but there was some reason that it didn't work out. And that reason, maybe I'll figure it out later, but like, there was a reason for it. And thinking in the way of like, not everything that you want is something that you need or something that is like good for you, kind of, I don't know, it's at least for me, it makes it feel like not as heavy, I guess, that I didn't get the job or like I didn't even land like an interview. While I am like someone who needs to be in control and like see results very quickly, I'm also the type of person who's like, whatever's supposed to happen is supposed to happen. Like what happens is happening for a reason. And a lot of the times I forget that that is a thing. And that's like something that I often think about, especially when it comes down to something that maybe like this job, I didn't land an interview and I really wanted one. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this sucks. And I forget to think about everything happens for a reason. There's a reason behind everything. Like things just don't happen. There's a reasoning for it. And alongside with everything happening for a reason, things happen to teach you things. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, you learn from it. And when you learn, then you are able to apply that later on in life. And then you like, you have acquired this knowledge. And I don't really know where I'm going with this episode, just except the fact that like, things aren't always going to go our way, and that's okay, because there's a reason for what is happening. And you may not find out like the next day or even a week later or a month later. It may be like a couple years, and then you're like, oh my gosh, this is why. Had that thing worked out, I wouldn't be where I am right now. Something that I've started doing, and by me saying something I've started doing, I've maybe done it like once or twice since I came up with the idea. I think I came up with the idea like a week ago. I really want to do it daily, but it hasn't become a habit yet, is I am journaling. In my journal, I utilize a space and a section to acknowledge like two things that made me upset that day. And then I kind of dissect it and kind of work through like, why did it make me upset? What was the reason that I like held on to that set? Like, how long did it make me upset for? Did I let it ruin my whole day? Did I let it ruin like my 5 minutes? And I think it like helps me kind of like see like areas like where I could like work on, I guess, in regards to like being super harsh to myself. Like, I've really been able to like notice how like nitpicky I am about myself and how like high of an expectation I hold myself to. And it's like, Adri, no one's holding you to this expectation except yourself. Like, you are wearing yourself down, essentially. Like, I am running myself down to the wire. And just because I'm obsessed with like the human brain and our thought processes and everything and how we are formed into the person who we are today, I also take a second to like look at and be like, okay, where is this coming from? Like, why do I hold myself way up here? Or like, why am I so upset over this one thing? Or like things like that, just so like for my brain, I can know more about myself and how I function. Because a lot of the times I be ruining my own day. I'm making myself cry over something. And it's just because of the way that I chose to react to a situation. And I'm not saying like, oh, you choose to react that way, like that's your problem. In some cases, the way that you react to a situation is very like 110% valid. But in most cases in my life, I be making myself cry and I'm making myself upset because of what I'm thinking about and how I'm going about the situation and how I'm internalizing everything. Like, I'll circle back to this job that I didn't get a job interview for. I found out at work, and my coworker was there and being super, super nice. And I was trying to be super, super nice to myself in my head. And then later that day, I went home and I was scrolling on Instagram, and I saw like two people back to back that had said they wanted to use me for photos. And then they didn't end up doing it, and they like canceled their photo session. And then they had posted like photos, like with a different photographer. And I was like, damn, like for some reason that made me think back to the job interview that I didn't get. And I was like, oh my God, like no one, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. And it's just like, in reality, maybe those people wanted a different photographer. Maybe they know that person. I don't know. I don't know anything. And them picking another person over me does not mean I'm not good at anything. And then it made me spiral and think back to the job interview and be like, oh my God, like I'm never going to get like this big job that I want. And it's like, false. You can. I just need to keep working towards it. But right there is like a prime example of how I'm hurting my own feelings and how important it is for myself, at least, to journal and acknowledge the negative things that have impacted my day and how long I let it impact my day and why, like where my thought process went. Because I don't know about you guys, but when I like notice things in myself that I want to change, I'm like, oh my God, how do I fix this? Like I'm going through step by step trying to figure out how to stop doing this to myself, because it's exhausting. All of this could really just be because I'm like a psychology major and I'm obsessed with the human mind and all of that stuff, but I do think it is helpful. I don't know if it's something that any of you want to take into like your self-care thing. I only allow myself 2 negative things a day. Regardless, if I had like 12 negative things that I think were negative happen to me that day, only 2 of them, because as I'm learning in my life coach certificate, to really progress forward, you need to be thinking solution focused. You're not dwelling on the shit and the situation you're in that you hate. You are solution focused to keep propelling you forward. So while, yes, I am acknowledging these 2 negative things and how I felt about it and all that stuff, I then offer a solution to kind of combat like those like thoughts, like those very serious negative thoughts that I have in my brain. Like, for example, had I journaled about like yesterday, I would have journaled, didn't like got rejected from that one job, whatever, didn't land a job interview, was upset for approximately this much time, blah, 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 blah. And then I would also add on to the fact that I let myself spiral and just cry and feel like I'm doing nothing with my life. And then I would go on to journal, how would I kind of not let myself slip into this little sad episode? And it would be to just accept what happened and move forward. And also, to know that my worth does not go hand in hand with a job. My worth as a human being and who I am is completely separate of the job that I hold. And that is the biggest thing that I am trying to learn right now. Like, just trying to pound it into my head and trying to completely rewire my brain to think that way. Because right now I completely equate my self-worth to my job and how I am in my career wise. I know this episode was like kind of all over the place today. It was more of just a chance for me to be like real and raw with you guys. And like, I'm just in a blunt. I'm just like, you know, maybe it's also like the season's changing. It's dark and gloomy out. More often than not, the sun sets so early in Washington. It's crazy. My seasonal depression could just be like filling my cup right now, but I'm just in a If you've listened this far in the episode, I appreciate you for kind of following along in that random like brain thought episode that we just went through together. So that being said, that is the end of today's episode. Short and sweet, to the point, like true Adri P fashion. Go to the show notes of this episode. You can opt in right now to subscription-based content. Those episodes will be coming out Monday. I'm very excited. I have a couple series that I want to start doing, and I'm very excited. There's a lot that I have planned, and I'm just pumped to just give it all to all of you. Do not forget that I am always taking write-in submissions. You can send it over to my email, adriannapollock12@gmail.com. There is more notes and things like that on what to send and all that fun stuff in the show notes of this episode. Please let me know if you wish to stay anonymous and what your pronouns are so I can properly address you. Send them anything. It's literally, nothing is off the table. Even if you just have a question that you specifically want to ask me, send it over. I'm very excited. Yeah, I'm just excited about a lot of things that are happening. And don't fret, I'm still working on merch. It is a work in progress. I just truly want to create something that I love to then share it with all of you, and hopefully you all love it as well. And I'm getting close. I'm on the right track. It's just a slow work in progress, and I just truly want to love it with my whole heart. I don't want to put something out there and have like a small feeling of like, I just want to love it completely. If you are a new listener and you stopped by today to check out the podcast, thank you so much for doing so. And if you are a returning listener, I appreciate the heck out of you. I cannot get enough of you. You're amazing, and I love you so much. As always, I'm your host, Adri P, and I will catch you next week on Monday if you opt into the subscription-only content, or next Wednesday. Later, skaters.